This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. An abrupt federal funding block could close 15 free Head Start daycare classrooms in Santa Cruz County. Shelley Stapira is the CEO of Encompass Community Services, the nonprofit that runs Head Start locally. She says many low-income families depend on the program in order to work.
It provides a support for their children as well to be in an environment where they can learn and be engaged.
The funding changes could affect over 250 families and 95 employees locally.
We're fighting on their behalf, and we're doing everything that we can to keep this program open.
Stapira says the government shutdown is making it hard to find answers, but they'll keep trying. The city of Santa Cruz wants the public to help finalize plans for the municipal wharf. After years of planning and a lawsuit from the community group Don't Morph the Wharf, the city approved a master plan in January 2024. But the plan has lots of wiggle room in the details. At an open house this week, development manager David McCormick spoke with residents about changes they'd like to make.
So this is really the first sort of kickoff meeting in that design refinement stage.
Fred Geiger was involved in the lawsuit. He was concerned about large buildings changing the character of the wharf into something more commercial.
I think they're reacting fairly positively to what happened and trying to, you know, make something that'll work that won't cause objections from the neighbors.
Construction to seal off the end of the wharf, which collapsed during a storm last winter, will start next month. The long-term plans for how or whether to rebuild that part are up in the air. This is KAZU News.